This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Spring Training Report is brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Joining me now from 93.7 The Fan, he's down in Florida. That it would, of course, be Eric Hagman. Hi, Eric. Are you enjoying the sun and sand?
I certainly am, Paul. More sun than sand, but yes, I am.
So you don't miss freezing cold with snow blowing everywhere?
I do not.
Yes. Well, that's what we're dealing with, so we can all live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
Camp open today, or spring training, I don't, first full workout with the whole team and all that other stuff. Seems like the vibe is incredibly positive around this team.
Yeah, I would say it is, Paul. It starts with Clint Hurdle. Every opportunity you get to talk to Clint right now, he pretty much says the same thing. He's not looking to dwell on anything negative at this particular point. I mean, there's no injuries to speak of. He doesn't really have anything to draw upon other than the fact that he feels good about his pitching and he hopes his hitting improves.
You look at the comments that came. I don't know. Were you in on the scrum with Frank Coonley?
That was across the state. That was over in West Palm. I was not there for that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you look at the comments. I don't know if you read the comments,
but
he basically said something to the effect of, "We really like this team, and we've never focused on payroll and all that other stuff." So it seems like they're already starting the routine that they do every single year, which is don't judge us on our payroll, judge us on what we do on the field.
Well, you won't hear Clint say the word payroll, and Neil Huntington did not use it the other day either. Now, Bob Nutting is down here, and perhaps if he does meet with us later in the week, he may use that term. I did read Frank's comments, and I see where he's coming from with them. And I'm sure the fans back in Pittsburgh are not thrilled by those comments. It's a case, and I think the company line right now is, and I've heard it now two or three times this offseason, is that they are not yet basically an arbitration-eligible team, and that they keep these guys, these arbitration-eligible players, next year. The payroll will pretty much take a significant jump just from in-house, which leads me to believe that they're probably not going to be adding anybody from outside who's going to be making a great amount of money.
No, absolutely. I think the one thing that really sticks out, I think most people know, Eric, the payroll is just, it is what it is. They're a small market team and everything else. But they needed to go at a shortstop. And I know that, the spin has been, well, we feel like Gonzalez and Newman are as good as anybody out there we could have got. But I think that, to me, is going to be the hardest thing they're going to have to sell this entire year.
Well, what Huntington said last week when he spoke with us was pretty much what you just said, that the two of them, both Newman and Gonzalez, he pointed out their strengths, and he also did point out shortcomings. But he felt that, he said, the players that were there to be taken as free agent shortstops would not have given them what they think they can get from one or both of those players. Now, I think he's removing Manny Machado from the equation when he says that, okay? But I guess, Freddie Galvis was linked to him, and Huntington addressed Galvis, I know, at Pirate Fest, and pretty much threw cold water on that, and then he signed two or three days later with Toronto. I know they've been linked possibly with Nick Ahmed, the shortstop with Arizona, who they would have to trade for. I think what's going to happen, and honestly, I think Gonzalez is going to win the job is what my feeling is. But I think what is going to happen is they'll play Newman and Gonzalez as much as they possibly can in as many of these exhibition games as they can. And if they get to the third or fourth week of March, right before they're ready to break camp, and they're not satisfied with either, I think they would probably rekindle discussions with Arizona about Ahmed. You know, whether that would actually, you know, occur, whether they could pull a deal off, they'd probably have to deal a pitcher or two, maybe even a younger prospect to get a guy like that. But they're going to give both these guys every opportunity to show them what they can do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that whole thing unfolds. And I don't know, did they hit today? Did you get a chance to watch batting, you know, some batting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they hit. Everybody hit today. And, I mean, they went around all four hitting stations on the fields. And so I got to see Gong. I saw Polanco. I saw Bell. I saw Cervelli. I mean, I saw Chisenhall, Cabrera, all the guys that they're counting on. They were swinging the bats out there. And, you know, I made a big deal about it two or three times already on the air about how huge Josh Bell looks. He was crushing the ball today. Granted, batting practice. But, I mean, he was just absolutely all over it. He's been down here all week, so he kind of had a head start on everybody else.
How about Jung Ho Gung? What have you sort of witnessed with him?
Well, you know, I did a brief interview with him this morning that I posted up on Twitter, and I asked through his interpreter, Jeffrey Kim, if he could confirm for me what my feelings had been after watching him now for all week, because he was here on Monday a week ago when I arrived. And I said, he looks very relaxed. He looks like he's actually having fun. And he asked Jung Ho that question. Jung Ho chuckled a little bit and said, yeah, that's you nailed it. I'm having fun. I'm relaxed. He out on the field today, he was joking with teammates. He knows he's got a job, you know, that he's got to win, because the job is Moran's right now. But it could be taken away from him. I think if Gung has a strong spring, I think he's going to be their third baseman. Their new hitting coach, Rick Eckstein, said the one thing that they want to do with Gung is that they're going to play him in as many games as they can this spring, because he does need at-bats. He just hasn't had enough at-bats the last 2 years since we last saw him, you know, as an impact player.
Yeah, well, we will have to see how that, you know, unfolds as well. It's kind of interesting. The team, you kind of know what they are, Eric, but there's a lot of questions. I mean, you know, Gregory Polanco, I've read some reports he's ahead of schedule and, you know, on all that other stuff. But, you know, it's clear they've got a couple of insurance policies if he's not. I mean, that's something you're going to probably pay a lot of attention to, right, is right field.
Right field. Chisenhall, if he can stay healthy. I mean, he's hit in Cleveland, but he's had these calf injuries the last couple of years. And then they went out and got Cabrera last week. I mean, Paul, he's just a hitter. I mean, he has hit every place he has been. He's a switch hitter. I'm not sure they would want him to play 120 to 130 games if he made the team, but he's the type of player that if they're going to be a good team, let's say, they need a player like that, a fourth outfielder, a guy they can put on either corner or that can be a pinch hitter. And Melky Cabrera is just, he's a proven hitter in this league. So I think that was a really good signing by them. And he looked today like he's still got plenty left.
Well, that would be good. Eric, I appreciate you taking some time, and I'm sure we'll check in with you a couple more times. How much longer are you down there for?
I'll be here through Friday, Paul, and then it's Mr. Colony's time.
Okay. Well, we will check in with you at least one more time, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
All right. That's Eric Hagman. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.